Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. It's Tuesday, and it's time to get your BTN news show started. I am your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It is the 19th of January, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming at you in about 5 minutes. We're starting out with some good news today, especially if you're a WhatsApp user. Granted, it's not that big a deal, but at the same time, free is free, right? Yes, that $1 per year that they were charging you for service, it's gone. That's right, the Facebook-owned messaging app is ditching its annual subscription fee. And not only just that, to top things off, they're going to roll out new features in the coming weeks and even months. So why the sudden change of heart of charging us $1 per year for the service? Well, a lot of people didn't have access to debit or credit cards, so it made for paying the service a little on the difficult side. Oh, and by the way, there's a little bit more good news for you too. Those third-party apps, they're not going to be popping up either anymore. Wow, just so much good news coming from WhatsApp today. I gotta wonder what the catch is. Oh yeah, they're owned by Facebook. iPhone 6S users out there, you know your little battery percentage meter there? It ain't accurate, is it? No. Funny enough, Apple kind of denied it for a while, and now they finally given in and said, something's wrong. Yes, they finally acknowledged that the accuracy with your percentage of your battery life, it's not exactly correct. It only took from September of last year to really fess up to this. That's Apple for you. When updating at a certain level is reached, it will just simply stop. It just says, I don't know anymore. So what kind of bug is it this time, Apple? Apple says it's triggered when users manually change the time or they change time zones when traveling. Really? So it's our fault. Apple also went on to say it recommended users to perform a restart, which I'm sure a lot of us have been doing. It didn't do anything, does it? They say if that doesn't work, then Apple says contact them. In the meantime, Apple does say they're working on a permanent fix and expect to see those fixes pop up in iOS 9.3. On with more news now, going out to our Pakistani listeners. Hello, three of you. Thanks for using a VPN to get to us. And seriously, for those who are listening, I'm not kidding. I think we've had about 3 or 4 downloads from Pakistan for the new show. Anyways, those 3 listeners are rejoicing today because finally you've got YouTube back. YouTube is now officially back in Pakistan following the launch of a localized version. So it ain't going to be the YouTube you all know and love. Now, you might remember the Pakistan Telecommunications Authority banned YouTube way back in 2012. Over an offensive film, you can guess where this is going. But now, since there's a localized version, the PTA, that's not the Parent Teachers Association, by the way, that's the Pakistani Telecommunications Authority, has a more direct line of access to Google to deal with offensive content. Also, of course, with a more localized version of YouTube for Pakistanis, the site will also highlight media from local artists, too. Though, at the end of the day, it is kind of a shame that they won't have access to everything. But I guess having YouTube is better than not having YouTube at all. Now, it has to be said, one of the best keyboards that's out there is actually on a Microsoft phone. I can't believe I said that. But really, it's true. And those of you that don't know what I'm talking about Wordflow. Yeah, that keyboard app that's on the Lumia phones. Oh, it's sweet. Be nice if it was on other things, too. Well, apparently, Microsoft is going to make our wishes come true because it's going to bring that keyboard to the iPhone. Now, those of you not familiar with Wordflow or have never got to try it, it actually won a Guinness World Record in 2014 for being the fastest software keyboard in the world. Now, yes, granted, there are other swipe keyboards out there. SwiftKey comes to mind. But Microsoft was actually one of the early pioneers of the swipe-to-type keyboard. Unfortunately, with all this hype right now, Microsoft still hasn't given a release date for the app on iPhone. But from BTN sources, we're hearing just a few more weeks and we should be swapping away. And finally, now, I know the rest of the world may not be aware of this, but Japan, they got a deer problem. Yes, I'm talking about the Sika deer. Yeah, that's S-I-K-A. If I mispronounced it, I'm terribly sorry to all our Japanese listeners. Basically, what these deer are doing is causing environmental damage due to overgrazing. And instead of having studies that require manual surveys and all this hoopla, Fujitsu wants to get involved to actually build software that will actually be more accurate. Now, with this planned project, Fujitsu is hoping to help conservationists prepare effective defenses to ensure that deer don't cause permanent harm. Now, the original work on this project actually went back to September of last year. That is, until Fujitsu got involved. At first, researchers presumed that the Sika deer were unwilling to graze near a tree situated on a hill slope. But as soon as Fujitsu stepped in, they said, that's not the case. Showing that much of the existing rules and decisions that were made were based upon wrong data. So hopefully, in the end, all of this data and research will help out not only the animals, but the humans and the Earth at the same time. I'm pretty sure, though, at the end of the day, Fujitsu's just like, thank God there's life after film. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Head on over to the official British Tech Network website at BritishTechNetwork.com for all the BTN shows. You can subscribe to all the great shows over there. You can also subscribe on iTunes as well. And heck, while you're at iTunes, leave us a little review if you love what we're doing, or, you know, even if you got a little criticism, it's okay. Your reviews go a long, long way over there and help us come up and up and up in the rankings. And those of you that have left reviews, thank you very, very much. You can also follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me too on Twitter as well if you really want to at Kyle Swagger. And you can check out the British Tech Slack room at britishtech.slack.com for all happening things in the BTN community. For the new show, well, that wraps up your Tuesday edition. Don't worry though, it's hump day tomorrow and you definitely know we're going to be back for hump day. We'll be getting you caught up on the best technology news that'll happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Tuesday and thank you very much for listening. We'll be right back.